This is A View from the Bridge, official podcast of the Belfast Giants for kingdomofthegiants.com. Today's the 21st of November, 2017. It's actually Shieldsy's Day. And my name's Patrick Smith. You join us in McCool's bar at the SSE Arena, which I think has two people at the bar, and one of them is Jasmine. But the doors have just opened for the Colin Shields testimonial. And what we're going to do is we're going to run through a bit of a podcast. We're going to try to keep a general bit of structure, but of course, the focus is going to be on the man of the moment and the event that's going to take place later this evening. Joining me, all in the same room, for a bit of a change, Mr. David McGimsey, how are you?
Good evening. It's lovely. It's strange to be in the same room. I've got to mention David Lowry.
Absolutely.
Here as well, joining the podcast tonight as the technical genius.
As the producer, I suppose. A big thanks to David Lowry and the guys from Belfast Giants TV for providing the equipment to allow us to record this. And speaking of Belfast Giants TV, not working tonight behind the mic up in the commentary booth, but behind the mic on the ice, Mr. Simon Kitchen.
All good, Patrick. How are you, sir?
Yeah, not too bad, mate. You're on the ice tonight. You're joining Mr. McCammond as a compere, beyond compare.
Yeah, I've been delegated into announcing some of the past and present Belfast Giants on the ice for Colin Shields' testimonial, so should be good fun.
I saw you walk in with your skates.
You did,
huh? You want to be putting on a demonstration?
I don't know about that, but I'll wait and see what happens. We're going to be dealing with the skills competition. I think Dolce's going to, the referee's going to need a bit of a hand, so I'll get somebody else to give him a hand.
Okay. It's going to be a good night. We're going to come on to that in a bit. I know your time's limited, so I'm going to fire through some of the normal stuff we do. We'll go away and we'll come back after the testimony and talk a little bit more about it. But let's start with there were two games gone by. On the Wednesday night, just after the podcast came out, we faced the Nottingham Panthers, and the Belfast Giants were subject to a 5-4 overtime defeat. Scoring-wise, Monkshankov. Opening the score.
I don't know. Do you know what? That's really weird. You're looking at me to get you. I know. You know, give you a pronunciation of the name.
But he scored shorthanded, the opening of the scoring. But Colin Shields and Darcy Murphy made it 2-1 at the end of the first period. In the second period, it was all Nottingham Panthers. Breezeblock, Mark Dallaro, and Evan Mosey all scoring for Nottingham Panthers to make it 4-2. Into the third period, the Giants came roaring back. Sebastian Silvestre and Blair Riley levelling the matter before going into the overtime. And it was, despite the fact that Giants had quite a bit of the puck, it was Dan Spang on a breakaway that took the 2 points with regards to goalkeepers. Jackson Whistle in net for the Belfast Giants, 37 shots, 32 saves. Michael Garnett in nets for the Nottingham Panthers, 57 shots, 53 saves. Your referee was Tom Darnell. Davey, I'll open with you. This is really a case of 5-on-5, the Belfast Giants were the better team. On special teams, Nottingham Panthers were the better team.
Yeah, I thought we bossed the game 5-on-5, and I think that even to go 1-0 down was a bit unfortunate. We came roaring back. Who do you say? Shields got one of the goals, and who's the other one?
Shields and Darcy Murphy.
And we went 2-1 up, and at that stage we're in pretty good control of the game. Unfortunately then, things took a turn for the worse on the penalty kill. That call from Tom Darnell, I think it was against Ram Martinelli, was it?
A diving
poke check. Clearly gets the puck well in advance of the skates, and you know, it's a call I think he'll look back on when he's seen the video and say he shouldn't have made it, and it obviously put them on their 5-on-3. And I can't remember, was it Chris Truill was commentating with you that night, and he'd said, you know, you just can't make that call. At any level of the game, you can't just clarify
that was me that said that, just so Chris isn't going to get in trouble. Chris just elaborated on it slightly.
Well, yeah, put them on a 5-on-3. They've scored in the 5-on-3, then they've scored in the subsequent 5-on-4 as well. To take that 4-2 lead, and we're up against the, you know, we're under the pump at that stage, and we've done really, really well to come back and get that game to 4-each. And unfortunately, 3-on-3 overtime, bit of a lottery. We got caught on a long shift, and you know, we had probably two opportunities in that Blair Riley shift to win it in 3-on-3 overtime. Unfortunately, they broke. They've scored a decent goal. Sometimes you tip your cap to the opposition. They've tucked it away well. Not on this occasion, however, because it's the Nottingham Panthers. But you know, they've came.
Always a mitigation there.
Always a mitigation. They've came and took 2 points from the SSE when, you know, it's one of those. I genuinely thought on the night we probably deserved the 2 points.
Interesting comments after the game from Adam Keefe, where he said it was probably the first time in his career as a coach where he thought, you know what, everything's going to be okay when you see the team go. Despite the fact that the Giants, you know, had given up that lead and that the Nottingham Panthers had went into the lead ascendancy themselves, he saw the way the guys were playing. He knew everything was going to be okay.
Yeah, Paddy, I thought we played really well last Wednesday night. You know, Garnett was absolutely outstanding in the net for the Nottingham Panthers. You know, he's top goalie. We made some fantastic big saves early on. Obviously, they got the goal and went up. And you know, again, when we were watching the game from the media box, you sort of felt what Kiefer was talking about. You know, we're 5-on-5. We absolutely bossed the game. But the Nottingham Panthers took their chances when they came along. We talked briefly about the Tom Darnell decision for the 5-on-3 for Ryan Martinelli. And, you know, when I was playing, you genuinely had to take somebody's head off to get a 5-on-3.
It's changed now, though, hasn't it? There's quite a few 5-on-3s been called on cheap calls.
Yeah, and the big thing about it is, you know, you touched on, you know, maybe if he looked at it, he probably wouldn't have called it if he watched the game. But to be honest with you, it is a penalty. At the time, I was very vocal and said, I can't make that call. But I genuinely thought that the opportunity there at the time, you know, he shouldn't have called it. It's a 5-on-3. And this is just a sight I never thought I'd see doing a podcast. Normally we're sitting in our own bedrooms doing this. But we'll talk about that in just a second. But on the game against the Nottingham Panthers, I thought we were excellent. I really did think we were excellent. Coming along, doing the... you know, getting back into the game again. They went 4-1 up, 4-2 up. And the shorthanded goal scored by Mokshanksev. He took out the first one. Again, that pass can't be made back by Brendan Connolly to Jim Garcia. Or sorry, Jim Van der Meer. Jim Garcia. Thanks very much.
I'll break in here because there is a reason why you've lost your train of thought. We've been joined by a man who's come along to take part in the Colin Shields testimonial. A man I don't think skated in about 5 years. Do I put a headset on? Hopefully we'll get this off to a bit of a flyer. Oh, sorry, mate, I shouldn't mention the flyer, should I? Welcome. Please welcome Todd Kelman. How are you?
I'm fine.
Well, welcome back. You're sitting here in the full kit. I say the full kit. A bit of Giants kit going on there as well?
It's all Giants kit today.
All Giants kit?
Yeah. All in support of Colin Shields.
So, Colin Shields' testimonial, what are you expecting? Well, welcome back.
I'm expecting an intense battle between two great sides, as always, as all testimonials should be. No, I'm expecting it's... I don't think anyone's there for the game. I think they're there for the after-hour and seeing some of the old guys and stuff. And we had a lot of fun last night, maybe too much fun. Simone Cuisine had way too much fun. And... That's French for Simon Kitchen.
I got it, man. The great thing about these testimonials is the fact that they are so much fun, and the fact that you guys can go out there and let rip. And in the end, the guy who's the guy whose testimonial it is wins the game.
Well, not always.
No,
Steve lost his, didn't he?
No, he lost his.
I lost mine by a goal.
Oh, you lost yours, huh?
Jeff Hutchins scored in his.
Yeah. Guess what happened to Jeff Hutchins?
He didn't get a contract. I was looking at Jeff Hutchins' stats the other day. He was fantastic for this club. Like 1.3 points a game or something ridiculous.
Yeah.
58 games, 79 points. Something stupid like that.
The league was a very different league back then, Davey.
The goaltending wasn't as good.
Are you fit for it?
Oh, 100%.
Are you sure?
I've been...
He's testimonial fit.
I'm testimonial fit. I think... I'm ready. I'm ready for warm-up, I think, and then that's about it. I'm ready for an auction.
Well, to be fair, Keller, you've ran from the locker room. You look absolutely gassed.
No, I'm sweating from signing the autographs before. Shieldsy had about 962 things to... I think it's buy a ticket and get a signed picture for free. So.
Oh, no, there'd be nothing free. Not a chance.
It's last night was lots of fun. You guys, if you'd be willing to spend your money, we would have loved to have you there, Patty, but... cheap.
I've got to work.
Yeah, of course. Simon was there. Davey was there. It was a good time, him?
Yeah.
Yeah, it was really fun. Dave was there. Oh, Dave's not. He's the producer in the background.
He's the producer in the background. So, bit of a word about Colin Shields. Of course, Colin Shields came in. You were in charge of this club when he came in, and what a servant he's been for the club.
Oh, he's been amazing. And we talked about it last night. He's probably having his best year now than compared to, in his 9-year career. Yeah.
you tried to tell him it was a 9-year career. You already knew that.
I told everyone. That was my whole point in my speech yesterday.
All right, okay.
We're celebrating early. It's not a 10-year career. So he had two half seasons and eight full seasons. Half a year spent in Sheffield, half a year before he came in his first year.
And Newcastle as well.
Newcastle was a full year, yeah. It's a joke. We're a year early, honestly.
Who's the real battlefront out there? Who are you going up against? Who are you looking to face?
I'd probably fight Nickerson. Probably the first shift, and then maybe Suez.
Show why you're called a killer. Suez.
Yeah. Suez is going to kill someone tonight. I know it.
And that
he's intense.
He's intense.
We were watching him. Just love Jeff Suez. Love everything.
Jeffrey. But don't call him Jeff.
Jeffrey Suez. Do you remember Jeffrey Suez's last game for the Belfast Giants?
Yeah.
And the interview that you gave in the airport just shortly afterwards?
Yeah, I do.
It's not much of a surprise that he never played in Belfast again. So well, he might take you out by the roots in the first shift.
No, he'll be fine. He'll be fine. I'm one of two GMs playing today. Honestly, like everyone wants contracts, right?
Is it going to be UV Thorts center ice?
Me and Thorts are on the same team.
Oh, you're on the same team. Yeah.
But I think some of the bitterness of me leaving him to hang out when we picked him up at the airport and I told him I was going to Cardiff, I think there's some of his bitterness. He'll probably go for me in warm up, maybe. Who knows?
When does warm-up start?
So it's not like it would be the first time that Thorts, you know, took a slashing penalty to someone's head, right?
That was actually. I watched that Super Dops.
I was there that day. That was the
worst thing I've seen in hockey. I haven't seen anything worse ever. Nothing. Nothing.
Eleven. Yeah, but it was, now it was reduced to six.
Yeah. Well. Yeah.
It was 11. It was reduced to six on a
good
GM.
Good GM.
Speaking of Dops, how do you feel now that you've been ousted as the head of Dops?
It's tough. It's a lot easier. My days are a lot shorter. Now that I'm not...
Sorry, the secret head of Dops. Yeah.
You guys knew that?
Yeah. We all
don't
knew that.
You can't tell fans that because they'll actually think it's true.
It's okay. Nobody listens to this. It's okay.
Brooksy does.
Yeah.
Hey, Brooksy. Shout out to Mark Brooks.
Oh, dear. Brilliant bit, Will.
That's it. That's what you dragged me up here for.
Yeah.
That's it. No, nothing.
What would you like to talk about?
What do you want to talk about?
I don't know.
Do you want to talk about what happened against the Fife Flyers the other night?
Nobody cares. You play us this weekend.
I don't date. I'm going to be there.
You're going to be there?
Aye. Nice. I never miss.
Absolutely.
Are you coming?
No.
No? Why not?
It's too far.
You live in Manchester, don't you?
Yeah, it's like a 4-hour drive.
You just could pick him up on the way back down from Fife.
We're flying.
There you go.
Can't take chances against the Fife Flyers.
You just can't
hide. Take the chances.
We're probably there now.
you can't hide money. Sure you can't.
Yeah, what was it? What do you want to ask this?
Oh, yeah, I saw that. Did you see
the two Manchester Storm players being left in the end? A bit of professionalism.
I haven't seen that since the Mel Engelstad, Dermot, what was Dermot's name?
Kelly.
Dermot Kelly and... And Mel Engelstad got, and Freddie Naswell got left in an airport, weren't allowed on the plane when Tony Han was there. Tony was already gone. He'd driven back to Edinburgh with, I think, Maury Hansen, but we were left to deal with it. But yeah, they got left behind.
This Sunday night, obviously, after you have played the Flyers on Saturday, we have game in Coventry. Last time we were down in your building, we took the points away. Certainly looking a bit of revenge for that.
Yep. Yes, we will. I don't know, say we're on a 3-game losing streak. It's never a good time to take an interview. I was really hoping, you know, come in here after beating the Giants, whatever, it was 2 weekends ago, 3 good wins this week. I really thought I could, you know, be flying high, but we had quite a tough week. Those Dundee Stars, man, these big money clubs, honestly.
We could have said we'd come off a 3-game losing streak last week and beat on Sunday at Manchester Storm.
Yep.
This is great comment off Mike from Simon Kitchen.
Yeah.
But he's absolutely right.
Yeah, seriously.
What happened? 5-1 up and you just threw it away.
Well, I don't think I can tell you what happened.
Well, you put your
I'd have to find goals. Myself as head of Dops. I'd have to find myself. Patty.
Was it a mistake in hindsight? Changing the goaltender.
Changing the goaltender.
Not.
Jordan Mark.
Oh, they swapped their goalie.
We didn't change our goalie. No.
Well, maybe you should have.
Yeah, I don't know. It was a questionable questionable penalty that put us down for 5 minutes and we still
we were just talking before you came on there about this season. There seems to be referees are calling, putting teams on 5-on-3. Used to be, as Simon said earlier, nearly needed to kill someone to get a 5-on-3. Just they're calling really soft, you know.
It's tough because the referees don't have a lot of guidance. So hopefully this new system that we put in place will. They're going to hopefully be monitored better, but I don't think in the past they've had any sort of feedback loop on how to improve because I also don't think they watch enough of their own tapes. Like, we all watch video on our teams. We watch video on the other teams, but nobody really watches the referees' video, and I think they should, right? Because you have to improve, and if you want to improve, you got to watch video and get better. So am I supposed to be out there?
I believe the warm-up started. Thanks for joining us, man. That was Todd Kelman. He's now making his way quickly down the warp. He looks gasped before he even gets there. right, so we'll, quickly, that's the Nottingham game wrapped up. Let's just briefly, I want to talk about Matt Bissonnette. No longer with the club, departs on personal terms. Really didn't cut it.
So Matt Bissonnette, you know, he's come in, he knew he was on a trial basis, and I just don't think he cut the mustard. You know, he was highly recommended to the organisation, and he came in and scored 1+1 in probably 10 games, I think it was. Okay, he's playing down the lineup, but, you know, he got plenty of ice time. He was on power play, he was in shorthanded, so he had plenty of minutes, but he's, in my opinion, he's just not a Belfast Giants player. You know, you 6'3", you've got to use your size, and he's a fantastic human being. Real, real good lad. Ding. But I just didn't, 100%. But it's not about being a nice bloke playing hockey.
Yeah, exactly. He was definitely a nice bloke. But, Davey, we said it quite early on that he just didn't seem to be fitting into this side.
We spoke to TV's Neil Coach Russell, formerly of this parish, whenever the signing was mooted, whenever it was the deal was being finalised, and he was quite adamant, you know, that he was going to do fantastic things. He'd seen him in Manchester, obviously, last year. He was his player of the year, you know, that kind of thing. And didn't see him. We have that size with that line of Furley and Riley. I know I must have mustard or what have I got, mayonnaise in my chin. Hope it's mayonnaise. Curtsy Riley and Ferdinand, you know, big line. We didn't really necessarily need another 6'3" player. You know, I think now that we're, Paddy will probably come on to the replacement signing, if you like, of David Rutherford. You know, that was more the kind of player we needed. Another rink rat, somebody that's going to go into that blue paint and do that damage. Bissonnette at times would post up in front of the goalie on the power play and stuff, but he just didn't do it often enough. As you say, 6'3", hit like somebody that was 5'6". So, you know, you gotta, if you're going to come in with that big body and that reputation, you've got to play that way.
Indeed.
Yeah, I agree. Yeah, but again, I mean, look, we wish him well. His reason for leaving was personal reasons. So, you know, he would have, I think he would probably would have got another couple of weeks because, you know, Dustin John had just been down an injury that day. So I think he would have got a couple more weeks at least. But wish him well. He's a nice fella, but no longer a Belfast Giant. Well, once a Giant, always a Giant.
He leaves with our thanks. He didn't get the opportunity to play his former team, who came into the SSE Arena on Sunday. We'll just cover that now. The Belfast Giants took on the Manchester Storm and absolutely pummeled them, 9-3. Three quick goals, Steve Salviano, Darcy Murphy and Colin Shields, all in the first 3 minutes before Jared Hansen got one back from the assist of Scott Pitt. Salviano popped up again, 5-18, to make it 4-1 before Mike Hammond, the Greg Louganis of the Elite League, scored on 13:55 to close out that period. Into the second period, all Giants. Darcy Murphy, 2 for Steve Salviano on the power play, and then Sebastian Silvestre. Into the third period, John Kurtz with a lovely finish before Luke Moffat had a bit of a consolation goal for the Storm. Goalkeepers, Jackson Whistle, back-to-back games. 31 shots, 29 saves. On the other side, Mike Clemente, not a good night for him. 36 shots, 27 saves. Your referee was Jan Schmeichel, formerly of Review for the Bridge. Says domination, pummeling.
100%. Paddy, you know, you touched on Mike Clemente there not having a good night. He got zero support. I mean, zero support. I mean, these guys were still in the locker room. We were 3-0 up after 3.5 minutes. All over them. Giants sort of, you know, a bit of their first goal they got, you know, they should have basically closed the guy down. The second goal they got for Scott Pitt, again, defensive mistake by the Giants. But overall, probably the best performance of the season. We only played 40 minutes. We didn't need to come out for the last period. No. You know, just making sure nobody get injured. And then that lunatic, Rose Hill, comes out and insults Kevin Rayne, and I'm led to believe he's got a one-game suspension off that. And rightly so, but my understanding is he's probably still stuck in Belfast City Airport. So, you know, he's bandering around there looking for a flight home while the rest of the Manchester Storm are shooting off to Tenerife from what we're led to believe. Thoroughly well-deserved. Steve Salviano on the night was outstanding. 6 points, 4+2. Darcy Murphy, you know, we had a bit of a go at him. We had a bit of a go at him at the start of the season. And to be honest, you know, I'm sitting thinking, you know, this kid, you know, he really needs to step it up. And he's been different gravy the last couple of weeks. He's been brilliant. 2 goals on Sunday against the Storm. On top of that, you know, Jim Vandermeer had a couple of points. And again, we talked about the presence that Jim Vandermeer has when he's there. And he just calms everybody down. We played outstandingly well. Still made a couple of mistakes, which Adam won't be happy with. You know, again, it's all about concentration. Jackson maybe probably would have won one of them back at least. But overall, you know, it was an easy performance. Manchester Storm were embarrassing. Absolutely embarrassing. Coming in, top of the league. You know, they did well against us over in Manchester there in the end of October, start of October, the end of September. You know, 1-0 down, getting into the third period and scored the two goals. Mm-hmm. But, you know, the way they, I would say performed, but they didn't perform. They were absolutely embarrassing. There was somebody was talking last night about, you know, there were 7 or 8 down and Affinity's laughing on the bench. And I'd have been ripping somebody's head off. Yeah. I was coaching that team.
I think that's a real problem for them. They seem to be at sixes and sevens. The whole weekend was bad for the Manchester Storm. Coming back, they seem, Davey, you know, you saw it there when the chips were down, the Giants were pushing away. There was no leadership up there. And you saw Rose Hill, you know, Kevin Rain back in the lineup, played really well. Guy who's just coming back in, puts a lovely hit on Rose Hill. Rose Hill loses the rack.
Far too little, far too late. Rose Hill should have been doing that after 5 minutes in the game.
Three and a half minutes, four goals behind,
you know, 4-1 down or whatever. You know, the damage was done. I think the Giants had 2 goals in their first 3 shifts of the game, you know, and when we came out, those quick starts, and, you know, you asked me about all these, you know, generalizations about hockey every week. And the
best foot forward.
Gotta go out, yes, you gotta
get pucks deep.
Yeah, all that sort of thing, you know. And we did that in the first couple of shifts, went really, really hard at them. Clemente didn't cover himself in any glory, you know, especially that first one. It's a really straightforward save. He's paddled it straight over his head. Swinney can't really do much with
it. It's not his fault.
Smashes it into the back of his goalie's head, and, you know, it's 1-0. And the Giants kicked on. That first 5-6 minutes were really, really ramp. You know, our aggression level, we're hitting, getting shots on, and getting goals. And the game was dead and buried, really, at that stage. I know it was tight enough for another 10 or 15 minutes, but come 40 minutes, like, the game, Simon says, we didn't have to play the third period at all. We just came out tippy-tabby, kept it the outside, avoided injury if we can. And as you said, you know, you just start your question. Rose Hill decides then to basically assault Rayner on what was a decent enough hit. Frustration from the big guy. You know, he's obviously wanted the game over, wanted to get away and get a beer, and just, you know, he lost the rag and he wanted to get the first use of the hot water.
I'm going to skip over the David Rolfe thing. We'll talk about that later on. I want to talk, because obviously, before I said, you can get the highlights for both games from the fabulous coverage on Belfast Giants TV. Top highlights package standard in the league. Standard.
Sponsored by 3EM.
Sponsored by 3EM. Let's talk about tonight briefly. The Colin Shields testimonial, because I know he says you have to run off to do your comparing. What are you expecting from tonight? Those two teams. You were there last night. You're feeling a bit rough. What are you expecting from
tonight? I'm feeling okay now, Paddy. Right. Earlier on, I was definitely feeling a bit rough. Do you know what? I was looking on Paddy Power earlier on to see if there was an option for a bet there, but I couldn't find anything. It's going to be high scoring. You know, it's going to be a lot of fun. I think that's what it's all about. But, you know, if you look down the list of players, I've got Team Gillespie here that I've got the pleasure of reading out here tonight, and what a touch from that is from Colin Shields, by the way, for calling it after Jim Gillespie. Fantastic idea. And the other team is Team Walsh, who was his coach in Maine, and unfortunately passed away from cancer, terminally ill with cancer for quite a while in 2001, I think it was. So nice touch from Sheds to do that. But just looking down some of the names in this list, Jeffrey Swayze, you've got Jeff Mason still, you know, he's come out of retirement to play. Gareth Roberts, you have to touch on, you know, he's he was absolutely over the moon when he got the call and did the video, which we've all seen. John Gleed's back, and we talked to John Gleed last night. This guy can still play. Yeah, I mean, he's in some shape. Like,
I saw him on the coverage before the game on Sunday, and he looked like he was good.
He's
shape.
Unbelievable.
Gorgeous. You know,
Davey, I said to Davey, like, we'll take turnabout. I'll do Loiter, and then you can grab him. And he says, okay, no problem. Davey turned around and goes, who is this? didn't recognize him with a hair,
cutting the helmet off, you know.
But again, you know,
I like them to keep their gear on.
You go down the list, big Matt Nickerson's back in Belfast tonight. You know, he played last night. David Rutherford's in this team. You've got the new guy, Chris Truill. Darrell Lloyd and Adam Keefe together for the first time in a couple of seasons. Robbie Sandrock, you know, I'm hoping he's going to shoot from about 140 feet tonight against Andrew Dixon at some point. Dylan Cackey making his debut on the Odyssey Isis game this evening. And of course, Colin Shields is going to be, we're led to believe he's going to be playing half in Team Gillespie, half in Team Walsh. So, but he's been warned. Matt Nickerson, Adam Keefe and Darrell Lloyd have told him you'll not be going anywhere when you stay in Team Black to start off with. So I'm looking forward to it. It should be good fun.
The cynic would say that's to sell more jerseys.
But who can come up with that one?
David McChesney, you wouldn't expect that sort of thing, do you?
No. It's absolutely fantastic. It would be testimonial worthy to have a wee bit on both teams to recognise.
Let's have a score prediction.
Oh man, it's going to be like 18-16.
Yeah. I'm going to go for.
Paddy's going to go for 19-16, obviously.
I'm going to go for 16. No, the I'm going to go for no 17-12 to the team Gillespie.
Who are you going to win?
I want hockey to be the winner tonight, Simon. I'll go for Team Gillespie. Team Gillespie to win.
Well, I think Team Gillespie's going to win as well. And I'll go for, I'm just looking, you've got 18-16, 17-12. I'll go for 16-13. So, Jasmine.
What Jasmine going for? Come on, Jasmine, you're in there. What do you want?
Pick the score of the night.
13.
Ellie, there's two teams playing, so they have to have another score. Just hurry up, quick.
14-12.
What about Jasmine being in the wars, getting a black eye?
Don't mess up. I'd hate to see what
somebody lad
like.
Her in. Somebody lad hit her in the school.
I hate to see what the army that's like. Right, mate, you have to make a move.
Do indeed.
All right, thanks for coming. We'll see you later on. Divvy, quickly, you and me, one-on-one. Unfortunately, I'm not John Glade, so I'm sorry about that. David Rutherford comes in, returns to the club. He played for us, what, season and a half? And now he's back. Are you happy that he's back?
Happy that he's back. First thing I did was rejoice that soft furnishings with inspirational quotes and snapbacks are back on the market because, you know, it's been a while since I've been able to buy those kind of things.
Yeah.
Hockey-related soft furnishings, you know. But, you know, really brings what we're talking about, that Brendan Connolly type of, you know, a player. He'll go in the blue paint, he'll attract players away from his line mates and give them more space to play, and he'll get goals, and he'll start things that will keep the team energised. And, you know, really is good signing.
Yep.
He retired, he went away. Obviously, a great interview with Belfast Giants TV last night there, where he was saying, you know, he couldn't really stay retired. His family realised that hockey was still eating away at him, and he obviously, I think he had opportunities around the league to perhaps pick up a contract, but Belfast, he felt there was a little bit of unfinished business from last year he wanted to take care of. And you know, he's back in Teal now. He'll be playing tonight, and he'll be looking forward to the weekend.
He's over a point a game player, isn't he? And you know, that's exactly the sort of thing we need.
We need this guy who's going to be aggressive. Here's his number one fan coming in on the headphones here now. But
evening, boys.
We're just talking about Rudy.
I want to say, I'd like to introduce the baby face, but I think baby face has been overused.
My heart is broken.
A man who used to have a wonderful beard that was shaven off for charity. Joel, I don't recognise you.
Big Carsey is now the king of the West End, man. I've surrendered it. He has the facial hair to do the business. I'm out. I'm done. I'm working hard on growing.
We're just talking about David Rutherford coming in. Point of game player. Is that what the Giants need?
It absolutely is. I mean, I think so far, I mean, evidence speaks for itself. We are a gritty, aggressive offensive team. And at this stage in the season, with a long road trip ahead and where you sort of set the tone for the run-in, anything that's going to produce more points and keep that up is unbelievable. I have a good feeling right now. I think Rudy's going to come in. I mean, Bissonnette came in, did a job for us when we were short on bodies. Fair play to him. But it's hard to argue with Rudy not being a significant upgrade to him.
And just briefly, tonight, Colin Sheehan's testimonial, it's a big night.
It is. It's awesome. I mean,
how are you feeling after last night?
I'm feeling perfectly fine, mate. Mm-hmm. If you believe that, yeah, which is why I've got a single cola in front of me, and that's it for tonight. But no, it's fantastic. I mean, what more can you say that hasn't already been said? Everybody has their own stories. Everybody has their own favourite moments. He's a name that's synonymous with the Belfast Giants, even after a couple of short stints elsewhere. Giants and Shields are one and the same, and it's well deserved, as far as I'm concerned.
Fantastic. Sorry, it's going to have to be short and sweet because our producer has to make a move. Thanks for joining us.
No sweat.
What I'll say is tonight is obviously Colin Sheehan's testimony. We're here in McCool's Bar doing a little bit of a record. We'll do a recording after the game just as a bit of a roundup. But what we do have are some interviews from last night because I don't know what sort of fit state Davian says we're in to do the interviews. Were you all right to do interviews?
I wasn't doing any interviews.
Were you not?
No, it was all down to Simon Kitchen.
It
wasn't so much the state that Simon Kitchen or myself was in. I think it was the state that the interviewees were perhaps in more than the interviewers, but
well, I've not heard these yet, so let's hear some interviews from last night at the Colin Shields draft dinner.
Matt Nickerson, Darryl Lloyd, you're here to celebrate and help celebrate Colin Shields' 10 years or 9 years testimonial, and you must be happy to be back in Belfast, Matt.
I'm so grateful that Shedzi invited myself and Daryl back. Super excited to see Daryl and the boys and celebrate Shedzi's 9 or 10 years here. Debatable, but it's been fun so far.
Daryl, you arrived yesterday. Did you get any sleep, or did Coach Keith keep you up for a few extra hours last night?
The jet lag caught up to me, but yeah, Kiefer's an early riser, so he's up pretty early. So he's cooking breakfast this morning. Actually, that's a lie. His wife actually cooked breakfast, just threw a bagel in for me, and then we went to the market this afternoon.
It's 24 hours to the game, or just less than 24 hours to the game. You've just been drafted into Team Gillespie. Who are you looking forward to playing with?
Well, all I can say is thank God I'm not playing against Daryl Lloyd, because I told him already earlier, the first time I seen him, we gave each other a hug. I said, Daryl, you hit me in the game. I swear to Christ, I'm going to slash you so hard. Just like old times in Fife, because I'm tired of getting hit by you, and I'm not going to get hit by you. I'm 32 years old. I don't need that anymore.
We actually have heard that they are looking to trade a couple of players, so that still could happen.
Well, how do I block trades and get out of this? Because Daryl's staying on my team.
Well, you're bigger than everybody else, so you can do what you want.
There we go.
That's it.
You're not leaving my team.
That's it. The thing is, I think I'm pretty safe because I am. My teammates are all tough. I got Nickerson, I got Hoffman, I got Suez.
Jeez, we got the tough.
Me. I just think I'm pretty safe.
Where's Kiefer?
Hopefully I'm not getting traded, because
where's Kiefer?
I'll be hiding behind the bench the whole time.
Kiefer's in your team. He's the captain of your team.
Is he playing?
Yes.
I thought he was a bench coach.
No.
So he's not playing.
So Team Gillespie or Team Walsh, who's going to win?
Man,
you're on Team Gillespie.
We're going to play the body.
Well, penalty minutes.
You're playing the body.
Penalty minutes, hey. I think we win.
No, you're hitting
for
people.
Sure. Yeah.
Make sure you hit everybody.
Okay. Well, I guess I'm safe.
Because Kiefer backs him up, and then I'll back up Kiefer.
Yeah.
Gentlemen, thank you very much indeed. It's great to see you back in Belfast again.
Thank you very much.
Cheers, Simon.
Matt, you're the captain of Team Walsh, and you made one of your draft picks, Jason Bowen. One of the all-time greats, in my opinion anyway, for the Stanley Belfast Giants.
100%, that's why I picked him. Not only is he a beauty, but he's a decent ice hockey player. NHL experience, Belfast Giants legend, and all-around good guy.
It's a cooking competition before the game between yourself and Curtis Huppy. Who's going to win that?
Well, Curtis and Jason are on the same team,
yeah.
So...
Oh, that'd be a bit embarrassing, but that's...
Anyway, there would be no competition between me and Hubby. Hubby is a goal scorer and I stop goals, so...
Coming back to help celebrate Colin Shields' 9 seasons at the Belfast Giants, it's a fantastic achievement to get that level, but, you must be great to get back on the ice again, looking in great shape, Ozzy.
Well, I've been working at it, and I feel real good, and I'm ready to please my captain. I'm going to score.
Second period goal?
5 minutes in.
Top corner.
Maybe.
Tell him.
Believe him.
It's great to have a guy full of confidence.
He's a man of his word.
I'm going to call it.
I hope you do now.
Matt, Team Gillespie versus Team Walsh, who's going to win?
No question, Team Walsh.
Sounds good. Look forward to the game, boys.
Me too.
Two local legends back on Belfast Giants ice, the SSC Arena. Graham, you must be looking forward to tomorrow night's game.
Yeah, I'm really excited. Excited for Colin. Hope he has a great night. I hope everyone turns out for him. At the end of the day, he's turned out to be a Giants legend and a real pretty star in our league. And hope that everyone in Belfast turns out to support what a great career he's had.
Mark, the next teammate of yours, he's 37 years of age now. You ever feel like you could put his skates back on and get back out there again yourself?
Not a chance, and what he's done for the British game as well is just unbelievable. He fully deserves his opportunity here, and I hope everybody comes out and supports him as he deserves to be supported.
As I say, two local legends, between you and he played 1,000 games, and that's just phenomenal. But Team Walsh versus Team Gillespie tomorrow night, up against each other for the first time in a long time. Who's going to win?
Me.
I debate that very much. You know, at the end of the day, I've got Adam Keefe on my team, Teamzilla. You got to see this guy operate whenever he's hungover. You know, he will be there. He will be front line, defend the team. And I can only see one winner. It's got to be Black Team tomorrow night. It's got to be Team Gillespie.
Well, you know, if it's anything to go by from the six of these two guys here, it's got to be the White Team compared to the stop sucking in.
I'm not sucking in. Well, can you just take it easy on me? Team, I'm only I'm water boy tomorrow night.
I think I'll look well in a minute.
Make me look thin. Look at
that's true.
I know about that.
That's a positive set of it. But how long do you have to go?
See, this is how I got to put
up with. Gentlemen, can't thank you enough. It's only taken us about 45 minutes to do this interview. You've been great. Thank you.
So, you join us the morning after the night before. Just me on my own at Aldergrove Airport. Feel a little bit smug because I didn't have anything to drink last night. I'm feeling all right. Not that smug. It's 6:30 in the morning and I've had an £8.25 fry up. £8.25. To try to justify it by giving you an extra fried egg, that just doesn't cut it. But what a night we had last night for Colin Shields' testimonial. So much fun from start to finish. A great speech for Colin, from Colin before the actual start of the event. And then all the fun and games that took place, including the pizza competition, the skills competition, Dylan Cackey on the ice. You had some brilliant breakout competitions, some brilliant performances and a good laugh all round. Then you went down to the foyer where Todd Kellerman and Simon Kitchen oversaw the auction of the shirts. Some brilliant shirts paid for, but I think the highlight was Daryl Lloyd's shirt going for £1,000. He also brought along a helmet from the movie Goon 2 that he auctioned off, which went for a couple of £100, all going fantastic to Colin Shields in regards to the testimonial and the charities that he supports. What I'm going to do now is I'm going to fit in. We spoke to a few guys, some of the guys who took part in the competition, Martin Carrier, Matt Toe, Shane Johnson. We're going to start off with one of the heroes of the night, and that is young Dylan Cackey.
Following the Colin Shields testimonial, it's one of the man of the match, Dylan Cackey. What do you think? Did you enjoy tonight?
Yeah, it was really good. Guys played well.
What was your favourite part?
Just being on the ice.
Meeting Davey. Davey says it was a pleasure. Wasn't? No.
No.
Why not?
Being on the ice.
Who was your favourite player to play with? Did any of the lads give you any tips out there?
Keep the Head Up by Benedict. Just told me that yesterday.
And we've got Robert Fitzpatrick behind us. You looking at a contract?
Oh yeah, any day.
Thanks, mate. Well done.
Thank you.
Joined after the Colin Shields testimonial by a former teammate of his at Maine, it's Martin Currie. What do you think of tonight?
Excellent. I just told Colin, I'm not sure what the typical testimonial game looks like, but it was so well done from my point of view and really well put together, and an awesome night for Colin and so well deserved as a player. And I'm really impressed by Colin. I haven't seen him play in a long time, obviously. He's doing super well, and so many accomplishments.
It's funny you say that, because we were saying that, you know, during the game. Actually, it's quite unusual, especially you guys from North America, to think about a testimonial night. Usually it's an appreciation night in an actual game, or it's a raising of a banner or something like that. The format of this, of a bit of, you know, fun, bit of a shinny game, a bit of a, it's good fun out there.
Super fun. Yeah, I guess in North America we'd probably just retire jerseys or might have some kind of appreciation night, but it would just be, I don't know, maybe invited to drop a puck at a game of your former team or something like that, but no, nothing like this. But so it's a ton of fun, and you know, I think Colin really enjoyed putting it together, and he's had, you know, someone who's played that long, well deserved on his behalf, but obviously a lot of people have helped him along the way, and then I think that's also a really good opportunity for him to say thanks. And
What about the Colin Shields that you knew back in Maine? It's amazing. It's amazing. He's played this long, but he's kept himself in great shape.
Yeah, no, that's you can't always avoid all injuries, but when you work as hard as Colin does and keep himself that well in shape, and he's very conscientious, and it can happen. You need a little bit of luck. You got to avoid the injuries that, you know, might happen to you, but yeah, it's just so wonderful. Yeah, he's playing so well. I can't get over how well he's playing. So.
And one last point, your alma mater are here at the weekend. The boys were up there waiting. Yeah. Are you sticking around for the game, or are you going to watch men play?
No, I can't. Unfortunately, we have to go back home. We've been on a road trip. My wife and I. We were in Toronto, and it's already. We've gone almost 2 weeks, and my wife has to get back to work, so it would have been great to see Maine, but I watched the practice and talked to the team afterwards and met the coaching staff, who I know really well, so really good to see them. Strange place to meet them, but and the Giants are doing such a great job with the NCAA and bringing those teams over there, and hope everyone has a great weekend.
Fantastic. Yeah. Thanks for joining us.
Yeah, no problem. Thanks.
Delighted to be joined after the testimonial by the winning captain, Matt Toe. What's the secret tonight?
Just work hard, have a couple of beers, keep the joints loose, and go out there and enjoy yourself.
Who was the star out there for you?
There's this guy, young guy, number 19, Colin Shields. He was pretty good.
Is he a new guy?
Yeah, newish, probably 10 or so years, I guess, but no, he was excellent. And even the first goal, I guess Stevie didn't know it was him, and he just put it short side shelf, like... Standard Colin, great shot.
Good answer on the bench. Good crack right there.
Really good, between the old guys and the new guys chatting away and, exchanging stories. And then to be down here with the fans as well, it was a great turnout for Colin and the least he deserved.
Any rivalry with the old guys? Were you trying to show them up?
No, not at all. They're all legends, so all friendly.
A word for Colin as well on the big day?
Amazing, amazing. It's the least he deserves, Like I said out there, his numbers speak for themselves, but as a human, he's just a great guy all around, on and off the ice, and it's a pleasure to have been a part of it tonight for him.
Is that your first testimonial win?
I think I've won every time, to be honest, but as a captain, yes.
Well done, mate.
Cheers.
After the Colin Shields testimony, I'm joined by number 4, Shane Johnson. Johnny, you did well out there.
Well, I did something out there, yeah. I don't know how well it was, but it was a lot of fun for the guys to get out there. It was good to see a lot of old faces.
Oh, and when was the last time you skated at that level?
At that level? Probably, 8 years ago? I don't know. When was the last testimonial? That's about the last time, yeah. So it was good to see some of the current Giants. You get a feel for appreciation for the speed and the skill level, guys like Sylvester and Salviano. So it's good for the fans to see the old mix with the young.
And Colin Shields, big night for him, obviously, and a couple of goals for him, and just a great event all around.
Yeah, I mean, enough has been said about Colin Shields, his contribution to the Belfast Giants over the years. A true gentleman, and he just keeps getting better and better. It's hard to say how long he's going to play for. He doesn't seem any signs of slowing down.
And just briefly, big week for you as well, Friendship 4 coming in.
Yeah, it's coming fast. We got some great teams coming over. The games start up on Friday and Saturday this week. We got Clarks University ranked number 5 in the U.S. currently, and Providence College ranked about number 10 in the U.S. So, and as well, University of Maine, which is Colin Shields alumni, they were here cheering them on tonight, and RPI, who were coming on strong as well. So we got a really strong lineup this year.
So yeah, it's busy. No time to rest after this game. Straight into tomorrow.
It is. All the teams, the university teams, are practicing here. We've got them visiting schools around Northern Ireland. Belfast City Council are putting on a dinner to welcome everybody to Belfast. So it's a busy week here in Belfast.
Thanks, mate. Thanks for all the guys for their time. I'm still here at Aldergrove waiting on the flight, which will hopefully announce in the next wee bit. Next up for the Belfast Giants, of course, 2 games this weekend. It's the start of the 10-game road swing. A long time away, over a month away from the SSE Arena in 10 games that will really define the Belfast Giants season. First up, Saturday night against the Coventry Blaze. And then on Sunday, a trip to the Cardiff Devils to try to revenge that 3-0 defeat at the SSE just the other week. But that's not all this weekend. Of course, we have the Friendship 4, Clarkson, RPI, Maine and Providence come in. They've already arrived in the country. They're doing things all this week in the build-up to what has now become a real staple of the ice hockey calendar in Belfast. A bit of an apology. We did hope to have a Friendship 4 special, but work pressures, time pressures and everything besides has prevented us from being able to get that out to you. We do have some interviews which we will fire out to you from Shane Johnson, from Jeff Mason and the likes, and we will be keeping you as up to date as we can through the weekend. But if you've got the chance to get down on Friday or Saturday to the SSE Arena, it is well worth it. One of the highest levels of ice hockey you're going to see in the UK. These kids are a lot of these kids are on the way to the NHL. We've seen from the years gone by what top quality is, how they battle for the puck, how they battle at speed, what a real credit this has become to the organisation, and what a real
weekend of entertainment it is. Going to close it up by saying a bit quick thanks to Todd Kelman, the Coloured Shields, to everybody who spoke to us over the course of the... there's the announcement going, that's going to be my flight. The people who came up and chatted to us on the course of the night. We had a lot of people come up to us saying hello, talking about the podcast, saying some very kind things. We really appreciate that as well. Nice to meet so many people. And thanks to Davey and to Simon. Thanks to Belfast Giants TV for facilitating the recording earlier on. And wherever you are this weekend, we hope you enjoy your hockey. And we'll catch you here next time. One of you from the Ridge.